Now, a new exhibit at Phoenix Art Museum called Desert Rider highlights a diverse display of art by Latinx and indigenous artists of the Southwest. KJZZ's Tom Maxinon joined some of them for a recent tour.
A stunning display of small H3 Hummers made from fabric laboriously stitched together occupies a prominent space at the entrance to the exhibit. Artist Margarita Cabrera created and assembled all the parts for the model vehicles.
I hand-sewed everything with needles and machines. You can see the interior of all the Hummers, so you can get very close. And I have the seats, the dash in the front. You've got the buttons, you've got the wheel, you've got all these different components.
The dozens of military-style vehicles cascade from the ceiling in a stabile, resembling a snapshot of a tornado. Cabrera says the inspiration for this massive work is a critique of maquiladoras, or factories that provide vehicle components and other products at a cheaper cost in Mexico than those made in the U.S. These factories often employ and exploit young women with cheap wages and toxic work environments.
We are talking about a community that come from the interior of Mexico, different indigenous communities that are dealing with poverty, dealing with violence, and who are coming to the north of the country, you know, right up to the border, and are in very vulnerable positions, cornered into this cheap labor force.
Nearby is the work of Jose Villalobos, who combines his interest in vaquero culture with his identification as queer. Villalobos created horse saddles that combine elements of tricked-out car culture.
A lot of my work is about deconstructing toxic masculinity within the Latinx culture, but furthermore, I start to get into subcultures as well. These saddles actually came from an inspiration from my father. My father was a mechanic and was a big part of riding horses, and lived in a ranch.
Across the gallery on the opposite wall from Villalobos' art is the work of Apache artist Douglas Miles, who founded Apache Skateboards 20 years ago. He says his recognition there were and are very few Native American people working in the skateboarding industry led him to create his own company.
Why am I not included? Why? So I thought to myself, well, I'll just include myself. I'll make it myself. I'll make my own brand. I'll create my own skate team. We'll shoot our own films and we'll put it out there for the world to enjoy.
Miles's work furthers the theme of the entire exhibit as an examination of transportation, landscape, and identity in the desert. His installation includes a large mural of a Native American skate team patterned after one of his own and 30 boards affixed to the wall, each with his brand's catchphrase that is also emblazoned above them. Miles says he created the slogan, "You're skating on Native land," after noticing how skateboard companies come into marginalized communities, take pictures and video, and then leave.
It's a very extractive industry. And I thought to myself, well, somebody needs to tell them, you come, you shoot, you film, you photograph, but you're skating on Native land. Don't ever forget that. Yeah, you're in Compton. Yeah, you're in Boyle Heights. Yeah, you're in Maryville. Yeah, you're in South Phoenix. But at one time, it was all Native land.
Of course, given the exhibit's title, you'd expect to see a lowrider. But what you might not expect to see is one that looks like it could be a parade float made with piñata material. The large, brightly colored piece called Gypsy Rose, created by Justin Favela, is suspended from the ceiling at an angle, as if in mid-bounce.
What I like to do a lot in my work is kind of challenge the hierarchies in art and materials. And so I make a lot of my work in this piñata style.
The exhibit was curated by Gilbert Vicario, who says the pandemic gave him a lot of time to think about doing something besides just another car show.
And so Desert Rider evolved into an exploration of how we cohabitate.
Whether one enjoys large installations, prints, sculptures, painting, or just car culture in general, Desert Rider offers something for everyone and runs at Phoenix Art Museum until September 18th. Tom Maxinon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.